The State Department says each country's profile is based on its record of upholding international standards of human rights, including the protection of political rights, workers' rights, and personal integrity. The report also examines the protection of religious and media freedom, as well as the treatment of women, children, and minorities. Acting Assistant Secretary of State for Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor, Michael Kozak, says this year's report looks more closely at government accountability and discrimination.
We've also added content. This year you'll see there's more coverage given to anti-Semitism, to corruption, and issues of discrimination against persons with disabilities.
The report finds widespread incidents of discrimination, particularly against women. It singles out Burma for its failure to combat violence against women and children. It blames the country's military regime for allowing the abuse and the trafficking of women and children to worsen last year because of economic mismanagement and forced labor policies. It also says there were credible reports of government soldiers raping women from ethnic minorities. On press freedoms, the State Department scores Russia for backsliding on media rights, saying pressure from Moscow has weakened freedom of expression and the independence of the country's media. The criticism echoes comments made by President Bush last week. During a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Slovakia, Mr. Bush called on Russia to respect its commitment to democracy, including a free press. Speaking through a translator, Mr. Putin defended his country's media rights record.
We do have a freedom of the press, although we're being criticized often that this is not the case.
Paula Dobriansky, Undersecretary of State for Global Affairs, says upholding human rights is the cornerstone of U.S. foreign policy.
Promoting human rights is not just an element of our foreign policy. It is the bedrock of our policy and our foremost concern.
Ms. Dobriansky says the country reports will be key in shaping foreign policy in the coming months. Victoria Cavalier, VOA News, Washington.